Antonio Brown is eligible to play Sunday. Minkah Fitzpatrick has been granted permission to seek a trade, and a quick injury roundup. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, September 13th. We begin yet again with Antonio Brown. Today's update is that he will not be placed on the commissioner's exempt list, making him eligible to make his Patriots debut Sunday against the Dolphins. Adam Schefter says that the league has opened an investigation into Brown that will include interviews with both the wide receiver and his accuser. But given the absence of criminal charges, he won't be placed on the commissioner's exempt list. As SI's Business of Football columnist Andrew Brandt pointed out, the NFL mostly followed precedent here. Players like Ezekiel Elliott and Tyreek Hill were not placed on the commissioner's exempt list with civil cases pending, thus doing so with Brown would have broken precedent. But our Albert Breer also notes that Kareem Hunt was an exception, placed on the commissioner's exempt list last year with an ongoing civil matter. A key difference there might be the presence of video, as we've seen dating back to the Ray Rice case, that video frequently sways public opinion and can spur NFL action. It still remains to be seen how much AB will play on Sunday, given that he just signed with the Patriots last weekend. The Patriots play the hapless and tanking Dolphins, who just gave up 59 points against the Ravens in Week 1, thanks to 5 touchdown passes from Lamar Jackson. So the Patriots might not need much from Brown anyway. And of course, the Patriots are the least likely of any team in the league to clue us in on their plans in advance. Bill Belichick gave typical Belichick answers at his Friday press conference, saying Brown has a long way to go and he's not familiar with the offense. He also said, quote, "We'll do what's best for the team," and, quote, "I'm not going to hand out a copy of the game plan here." News broke late last night from ESPN's Chris Mortensen and Cameron Wolf that the Dolphins had offered permission to defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick to seek a trade. This comes on the heels of a story after last week's blowout loss that multiple players had asked their agents to get them out of Miami. The Dolphins are tanking, and everyone knows it, even if head coach Brian Flores is forced to deny it and the organization isn't allowed to say anything about it. So this is an interesting one. Fitzpatrick is a second-year player and was a first-round pick just in 2018. It makes sense for the Dolphins to trade away expensive veterans, or players who are soon to leave in free agency anyway, but a young first-round pick seems much more like the type of player you'd want to keep around to rebuild. Of course, those traits could also mean he'd fetch a nice return in a trade. Fitzpatrick did practice today, so we'll have to wait and see what happens here. But what we know right now is that this Dolphins season has already become a train wreck, and it could get even uglier if they trade away more players. And finally, for a quick Friday injury roundup. Giants receiver Sterling Shepard has been ruled out for Week 2's game against Buffalo with a concussion. The Giants remain thin at receiver, with Golden Tate suspended and Corey Coleman on IR. Redskins tight end Jordan Reed did not practice today, and it looks less likely he'll play in Week 2. Vernon Davis started and had a long touchdown reception for Washington in Week 1. Two Jets, Le'Veon Bell and Demaryius Thomas, will practice tomorrow ahead of their Monday night game against Cleveland. They're both expected to play. Bill O'Brien said Texans wide receiver Kiki QT is trending toward being able to play Sunday against the Jaguars. Bengals running back Joe Mixon practiced today. Head coach Zach Taylor said he's progressing well and the team is taking things day by day. And finally, Bucs rookie linebacker Devin White suffered a grade 1 MCL sprain last night against Carolina, but Bruce Arians said it's too early to rule him out for next week's game. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.